How's it going, everybody? It's Warren, and welcome back to my channel, The Cosmic Wonder, where we talk about all things Marvel and everything relating to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. In yesterday's video, we talked about the anticipation for the Marvel trailers, the Falcon and the Winter Soldier trailer, the WandaVision trailer, a new Black Widow trailer, and of course, the Eternals trailer. But today, we're going to be talking about the anticipation of the actual release dates for these shows and movies, because unfortunately, right now, we really don't know when they're going to be released. Black Widow is scheduled for a theatrical release on November 6th, which is good news because if that date keeps, we should be on track for other projects. However, Disney may be holding off on any other project besides Black Widow until 2021, unfortunately, and we'll break everything down in this video. If you're new, be sure to subscribe so you can stay up to date on all the latest MCU news, and so you can enter this week's giveaway for a chance to win a Gladiator Hulk Funko Pop. All you gotta do is subscribe, like the video, and leave a comment down below to enter. So, as most people know, Marvel and Disney, since they own Marvel, is pretty strategic in everything that they do, which includes when they release things and what order they release things in. We know that everything in the MCU is connected, and it's widely believed that the events of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier will carry over in some way or form into the WandaVision series. And it's also believed that the Black Widow series will set up some events in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, like Thunderbolt Ross. The good news is that The Falcon and the Winter Soldier's production seems to be picking back up this week. There's a set up in Atlanta where they normally film, and there's a lot of production on that set right now. No cast or crew has been spotted yet, but hopefully it's soon. But unfortunately, they're not done filming yet, and it's said that the WandaVision series has a little bit more filming to do as well. But here's why The Falcon and The Winter Soldier may not come out until January or February of 2021. This would be about a 3 or 4 month delay because it was supposed to come out originally in October. And considering the fact that October is right around the corner and they haven't begun filming again yet, it's soon but they haven't started yet, it seems like that October release date is far less likely now. And another thing that leads us to believe that Marvel will push the release date for The Falcon and The Winter Soldier back to the beginning of 2021 is the fact that Disney is releasing The Mandalorian in October, as some fine gentlemen pointed out on Reddit. The Mandalorian is going to be released in October and it's going to run into December. And to give The Mandalorian as much focus and attention that it needs, Disney probably isn't going to release a Marvel show until after it's done. And they won't release it immediately after it's done, they'll wait a little bit to give people a lot of time to talk about it. So that makes a January or February release pretty likely. Now some people wonder if perhaps the WandaVision series could release before the Falcon and the Winter Soldier series. And perhaps that could happen, but Reddit user Arcade Marvel has made an interesting discovery. This Reddit user noticed that there's a person listed on IMDb, Shane Barrancu, who's listed for both shows, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier and the WandaVision show. In The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, he's listed as a German prison guard, but in WandaVision, he is listed as a S.W.O.R.D. agent. So if the casting list for him on both shows is legitimate, there clearly has to be some continuity here because this is going to be the same character. Which means that his character, who could already be a S.W.O.R.D. agent who ends up getting locked in jail, perhaps doing undercover work, gets broken out in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and then presumes his role as a S.W.O.R.D. agent in the WandaVision series. So that would mean that The Falcon and the Winter Soldier would have to release before the WandaVision series. And it looks like they're going to be wrapping up the production of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier before the WandaVision series anyways, considering the fact that The Falcon and the Winter Soldier is about to resume production. Hopefully this isn't the case, but it does make a lot of sense. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier is not done yet, and The Mandalorian is coming out in October and will last till December. So it does unfortunately seem likely that The Falcon and the Winter Soldier is going to be delayed until January or February of 2021, which of course will push everything back as well. But hopefully Black Widow sticks to her theatrical release date of November 6th. Sorry about the report, but let me know which Marvel series you are most excited for coming to Disney Plus or in Marvel Phase 4 in general. Let me know your thoughts in the comments down below. Don't forget to like the video and subscribe so you can stay up to date on all the latest MCU news. For more chances to win a Funko Pop, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm doing a giveaway on there right now as well. And as always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.